The Chinese president visited a supermarket and a residential community in Guiyang, capital of Guizhou province, on Thursday. Xi Jinping checked the supply of goods for the Spring Festival holiday and their prices. He later visited local residents and learned about issues including primary-level party building and public service. Thursday was the second day of Xi Jinping's visit to Guizhou province. On Wednesday, he visited people from the Miao ethnic group in Qianxi County. The International Olympic Committee president has sent out invitations for the Beijing 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games to national Olympic committees worldwide. The IOC president says China's achievements in overcoming the coronavirus crisis are a confidence booster that the Beijing Winter Olympics will be safe and successful. The Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games will start a year from now in Beijing and Zhengzhikou in neighboring Hebei province. The Ministry of National Defense says China successfully conducted a land-based missile interception test on Thursday. It says the test was defensive in nature and does not target any country. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States is freezing its troop withdrawal from Germany and ending its support for offensive operations in the Yemen conflict. In his first major foreign policy speech since taking office, Biden outlined his foreign policy vision focused on diplomacy, alliance, multilateralism, and values. Biden also says he'll restore the U.S. refugee admission program to accept 125,000 refugees during the first full fiscal year of his administration. Travelers returning to Britain from more than 30 red list countries will have to quarantine for 10 days in government-approved accommodation, like hotels, starting February the 15th. The British government says the measure is being introduced to prevent new variants of COVID-19 from entering Britain. Countries on the list include all of South America, Southern Africa, Portugal, and the United Arab Emirates. Non-residents and nationals from these countries have already been banned from entering Britain. England is currently under the third national lockdown since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country. Similar restriction measures are also in place in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Senior officials from both China and Russia say the principle of non-interference in other countries' internal affairs should be upheld. In a phone conversation, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov said that the two sides also pledged to jointly preserve global and regional strategic stability. Wang Yi says China and Russia will celebrate this year as the 20th anniversary of the signing of the China-Russia Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation. He says the two countries should reinforce complementary advantages and strive for major achievements by holding the Russia-China Year of Scientific and Technological Innovation. The foreign minister also says the two sides should promote trade and investment facilitation and synergize the construction of the Belt and Road Initiative with the Eurasian Economic Union to establish regional industrial chains, supply chains, and value chains. Lavrov says Russia is ready to strengthen cooperation with China in vaccine research, development, and production, as well as in pandemic prevention and control. A senior Chinese diplomat has congratulated the United States and Russia on the extension of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Chinese Ambassador for Disarmament Affairs Li Song says the unconditional extension of the bilateral nuclear disarmament treaty is conducive to global strategic stability. He says the extension of the treaty will create conditions for the ultimate goal of general and complete nuclear disarmament.